Continuing our visit to the exhibit hall from the 43rd Annual Convention of the American Council of the Blind, held in July 2004 at the Birmingham Jefferson Convention Complex in Birmingham, Alabama, we next caught up with Abhay Patel from the Huge Print Press.
You're with Huge Print Press.
Right.
Now, this is something that we should probably talk about because, you know, quite often on ACB Radio, we focus on blindness-specific technology, and we should really give some time over to our low-vision users. So what is it your company does, sir?
Well, let me back up. I have juvenile macular degeneration.
So okay.
So I'm still partially sighted.
Okay.
What we do is we work with folks in the low-vision community to provide them with large print reproductive services. And basically, we can reproduce books from ranging from 16 all the way up to 44 font. There's a lot of folks out there that can still read and still want to read and would rather have a book that they can carry around versus a CCTV or something else. And we want to make sure that we can put a book in the hand of everybody that wants one.
Well, that's marvelous. So you guys, you're focusing just on producing material in large print. So you're doing transcription. Do you work? So are you contracted to various library services to convert their materials, or do you do work for individuals, or how does that work?
We're a new firm. I'm a law student as well, and we've just spent the summer getting this firm off the ground. So
right.
Definitely something that we want to do is work with libraries and retirement communities and colleges and universities across the country to reach the students and other individuals that are visually impaired to let them know that we're out there.
So what's your take on the whole copyright deal? You know, the publishers obviously, you know, they obviously want to protect their intellectual property, and they're concerned about duplication and the like. What's your take on that, and what message would you send to the publishers?
I think that the publishers' position and policy on this is absurd, and it may be borderline illegal. And let me tell you why. We avoid the copyright issue because for every book that we reproduce in large print, we purchase the actual book, so the publishers get paid and the authors get paid. So there's no royalty concern. We just charge for the service. Let me say this: that publishers are bound to reproduce books in large print. They don't want to do it. Simon & Schuster just recently, Random House before that, discontinued their large print operation. If they're not going to do it, they're basically isolating an entire group of people and saying that you can't read. If the publishers aren't going to do it, then somebody else has to.
Okay, that's fascinating. So where are you guys working, and if an individual came to you and they said, well, I've got a product manual here that I'd like to get enlarged, I'd like to get converted into large print, what kind of costs would they be looking at, and how would they go about accessing your service?
That's a great question. Let me first address the cost. It is very difficult to give an exact cost, but it really depends on the font.
The size and the type of material, if it's technical material, I guess that's going to be a contributory factor.
That's right. But let me tell you a good gauge. If you pick out a book, a novel at Barnes & Noble or some other book, you can start by thinking it's going to be somewhere between 65 cents to a dollar a page. It'll be somewhere in that range to start off. And then depending on the complexity of the book, it'll vary from there.
So obviously, let's be honest here, it's going to be quite expensive for an individual with a limited income to have material converted privately. So what you would urge people to do is to get their local library service to contact yourselves and work that way.
That's one way to do it. That's absolutely right. The other way is states have grants set aside. School districts are bound by the ADA to provide the service.
Uh-huh.
And beyond that, college universities are bound by the ADA and the IDEA to pay for it. So a lot of times we're looking at reproducing books for individuals that won't have to pay for it ultimately.
So your main focus then is books. You don't do other kinds of printed material?
No, we do anything. Anything that any sort of literature, I should say, that needs to be reproduced in large print, we can do.
But you're looking to do things in bulk. You're not looking to do like a couple of menus for a little cafeteria.
We would love to do menus, and that's something we're also talking to individuals with. Large print menus, handouts, brochures, books, anything that needs to be read in large print, we want to reproduce.
So let's say your name and contact details again in case people are interested in the transcription large print services that you're offering.
Absolutely. We certainly appreciate you. My name is Abhay Patel, and we are with Huge Print Press, and we can be reached at hugeprint.com.
Hugeprint.com. That's the one.
That's right. Thank you
Mr. Patel, thank you very much.
Hey,
good afternoon. Thank you very much.